The National Union of Ghana Students, NUGS, and the Ghana National Union of Polytechnic Students, GNUPS, will go on a three-day demonstration from the 29th to the 31st of this month to protest against issues affecting education in the country. The students say they are not happy about the current POTAG strike, withdrawal of allowances of teacher trainees, as well as the gradual collapse of the school feeding program. General Secretary of NUGS, Nusrat Tekimensa, told Radio Ghana that they have used all available means to dialogue with the Education Ministry, but the sector minister and her deputy have refused to grant them audience and they are left with no option but to hit the streets. She said they will be petitioning President Mahama as well. She spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
It's a three-day demonstration from Wednesday to Friday, the last week of the month. What we are talking about has to do with challenges to the educational sector. That's prolongment of polytechnic graduation strike, that's the putback, lack of teaching and learning resources, withdrawal of teacher and nursing training allowances, among others. We also spoke about the collapsing state of the school feeding program, which is very bad. We think we've used all our resources, all the avenues, to take them lectures, for them to have a roundtable discussion with us, to even have meetings with them, which have all failed. So we thought demonstration is the last resource, since the government has decided not to mind us on any of the educational issues we put across so far.
Okay, so how form is this demonstration going to take, and where is it going to take? Is it only in Accra or?
Yes, we are conveying students from all the 10 regions to Accra. And it's going to start on the Wednesday, walk, convey, and then meet our people at Obasport, that's the Freedom and Justice Park. We issue a prayer statement. We let the students know why we are there, the reason why we're embarking on the demonstration, and why we are going on the demonstration, because we feel all other resources have been used, and then nothing has still been done about it. We feel ordinary Ghanaian or ordinary students know what is happening, and then they should all know and get involved and know why we are having a demonstration. Wednesday, we'll go to the Ministry of Education. We have a petition that's been taken to the Ministry of Education, and also maybe talk to the government, one that has also listened to our plight. And the last day, we go to the Flagstaff House, take a petition to the president himself.
The last day, that will be Friday.
Yes.
That's the last Friday of this month.
Yes.
You said you've avail yourself, you've used all the opportunities that you could.
Waiting for appointments, at least wanting to have meetings with the ministers, tell them I applied, but them to tell us what is going on, so that we also know how to face our various students. All avenues and all resources have been exhausted. He took a letter to the ministry and he has not been attended to for months.
But then, on personal level, have you made any direct contacts? I know that the deputy minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Kujetu Ablakor, was a former NUCS president, and even the minister
personally,
for education.
Personally, I've been to his office on two occasions. I've been there twice with my women's commissioner. We took two different lectures. That he was attending to the lectures, he was busy doing something, and that was all. My presence has been there on several occasions.
The minister may not have heard you, but other people in the ministry, have you also contacted maybe the PRO? Now, the minister herself was a former vice chancellor of the University of Cape Coast.
We sent letters to her personally. We took it to her secretary. We've not had a chance to meet her. For so that, so I have personally met him. Even they got to a time that they are even organizing educational programs that student leaders are even called the morning that the programs are being organized, begging us to make sure we come for the program, which is not fair. You have programs that you need student leaders. You wait till the day of the program. That very morning, you call student leaders to be there for the program. So it's like we are being ignored in a way. Meanwhile, our slogan, education is a right, not a privilege. So we have to enjoy it. So far as some of them went to school free, enjoyed free things in their investment and all that, fine.
General Secretary of NUGS, Nusrat Tekimensa, talking to Bubu Klinogo.
Well, we are fortunate to be joined on the line by the Public Relations Office of the Education Ministry, Paul Krampa, to respond to the decision by the students to demonstrate. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Now, the students, which are the Ghana National Union of Ghana Students and then the Ghana National Union of Polytechnic Students, now, they are saying that they will go on a three-day demonstration. That is going to be massive. What do you say about that?
What is the rationale for embarking on demonstration? What is their rationale?
Now, they are protesting against issues affecting the educational sector.
Well, you see, if they are talking about POTAG strike action, the issue is being addressed. You know, there was a directive to the National Labour Commission to engage POTAG in compulsory arbitration. The arbitration process has started. UTAC is involved. They said right from the very onset that they were not going to be party to the administration. But now that there is a directive to the effect that they should be party to the administration, we hope they will participate in the discussions. And I don't understand why GNUC and then Ghana National Union of Students would like to embark on strike action when there are issues that have to be addressed. Now, if they are of the opinion that there are issues that have to be addressed by the ministry, I would have expected them to actually send a petition to the ministry, stating all the issues that they are actually talking about. But just to embark on strike action for the sake of embarking on strike action is most unfair.
Well,
and I don't think it's right for them to embark on strike action when they have not drawn the attention of the ministry to any of the issues that they are concerned about.
Well, sir, they have made it clear that they have tried and made efforts to get in touch with the ministry of...
It is absolutely not true. My sister, it's absolutely not true. I mean, we have a very open door policy as a Minister of Education. I mean, the other time when GNUC actually complained about the strike action of their lecturers, the minister granted them audience. You get the point. They even came there at the demonstration. Then we accommodated them and granted them audience on that particular occasion as well. So if they are saying that they want to embark on strike action, that because they are trying, that is absolutely not true. It's not true. We have operated their open door policy at the Ministry of Education. And I don't think if they come to the ministry to complain that there are issues that are agitating their mind, the ministry will sit down and consent. The ministry will definitely address them. I don't think there's anything like that. They haven't sent any petition to the ministry.
Now that they have indicated about going on this 3-day demonstration, is the ministry going to do anything to stop their demonstration?
Well, the constitution allows any human being to go on a demonstration. Are you getting the point? I mean, if they can just go on their own way to embark on demonstration without any recourse to the ministry that is responsible for their decision, it's most unfair. You get a point. Well, we are ready. I stated earlier that we have an open door policy. We are ready to address their concerns. So I would use your platform to appeal to them to come to the ministry and then register whatever concern they have, so that those issues could be addressed instead of them threatening to embark on strike action. They should sit down with us and then we dialogue. That is the right way to go. We have to dialogue and look at the issues one by one. Instead of just embarking on strike action, they should come. We have an open door policy. We are ready to listen to them.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time.